I need you, babe.
Oh, there you are. Okay, so I need help. Yeah, well, I can't help that I always want your help. Sometimes it's necessary for me to get a second opinion, you know? And it's not like my occasional choice paralysis demons are going to go away anytime soon. You're not busy, are you? No? Okay, perfect. Because this might take a minute. Okay, so, you know how I said I wanted us to decorate the apartment? You know, spice things up and give it some more color and life? Okay, well, you didn't have to put me on the spot like that. I'm getting there, okay. I'll actually paint something to put up on the wall so that it's not barren. Oh, so you're doubting me now? Listen, if we both did some painting with a bit of wine and maybe we put on some music in the background, you know, maybe it'll come out faster and we'll both have fun in the process. How about that? Okay, bet. But aside from that, I still need help with something else. I want a plant. One that'll either go on the breakfast bar or in the corner of the kitchen on the floor. Okay, where your help comes in is to help me pick out a plant that you might like as well, and I'll buy it and take care of it. Problem is, I've never actually taken care of a plant before. And yeah, most plants just need some water and sunlight, but you know, our apartment does an ass job of trying to light up this place. So we have a limited catalog to access from. So, are you willing to help? Thank you, darling. You really are a carefree girlfriend, huh? You barely even asked me any questions. Well, I know, but I don't know. Alright. Hold on. Let me grab my laptop really quick so that I can show you some of these cute and ugly plants. Alright, I'm back. And I have everything already pulled up so that we can have a nice, quick rundown. Well, I've got to be put together. And I might have been trying to figure out what kind of plant I wanted all morning and I couldn't decide. Yeah, choice paralysis again. That's why I need you, dear. And your decision was needed anyway, since we were supposed to be decorating this apartment together. Speaking of, what happened to your decorations that you're supposed to put up, huh? What? When do you put something up? Oh. Well, maybe we just need some more decorations for me to notice it, you know? This place is very bland and boring so far anyway. Well, I guess you're right. We did just move in like 2 months ago. But, I don't know, I feel like we're creative people and we like decorating, you know. And I just feel like this apartment should be flourished with more decorations and plants and just a lot of color. Or a monochromatic scheme for some of the apartment if that's what you want. I mean, we can figure that out since I know you switch up your themes from time to time, but the walls and just some of the rooms have basically the bare necessities and little decoration. Yeah. Oh, the decorations can be literally anything. We're just starting off slow with this plant. And maybe we can go online shopping for a cute decoration or two. But you'll have to be here for that too, since, you know, I'm bad with handling money. Okay, so I have 3 different choices. Well, it was only 3 because I had to put in a few specific requirements. These 3 plants are supposedly great for apartments, and great with low lighting, and they were the cutest out of the bunch listed, so... Alright, here we go. So, Drumroll, please. Numero uno. We've got the compact Janet Craig. Doesn't it look cute? Kinda, sorta. Okay. So, I felt like this would be great to place on the... What is that section called again? Yeah, the breakfast bar, right. I don't know how I forgot, I just said it earlier, but... Okay, so... Oh, I was also thinking of putting this cute little cat candy bowl for when we have guests to make the counter look better. What? I think it'd be cute. It's not just for guests. I mean, you know I have a good bit of candy left from last month. I can't eat it all by myself. Well, you can help me, but it's a lot of candy. Yeah, maybe I should tell my friends to stop gifting me so much of it. But hey, I'm a sucker for chocolates and candies, what can I say? Okay, fine, you're right. Anyways, so next plant. Plant number two. Plant number two is the peace lily. Isn't the little white part of it cute? You're just saying that, aren't you? Okay. Alright, so what's your opinion on that one? Okay, I'll take that. Seems small enough to also be put on the countertop, so that could possibly work too. Okay, so number three, the last one. It's actually a simple plant. So, I was thinking... No, okay, hear me out. Okay, I was just thinking, you know, now seems like the great time to try to plant something that we could use, and I was thinking of planting an aloe vera plant. It's also a supposedly low-light plant that I think will look cute. And once it grows out, we can use it. Well, I could use it to try to do some DIY stuff. I was thinking of making some homemade skincare stuff, and I also hear that you can go and use it in salads and soups. Never thought about the idea of putting it in food, but you know, it sounds like something to try. You're right. My bad. I didn't think I'd go on a tangent like that, but come on! I mean, this plant technically has some uses other than looking decorational. I don't know, I'm attached now. I want to name this Stanley. Stanley the aloe vera. Is it weird? Thank you. Okay, but I still want to hear your opinion before we just wrap things up. So, on a scale of 1 to 5, what would you rate each plant? Let's start with the compact Janet Craig. Okay. Now, the peace lily. Okay. Next, the iconic, the simplistic aloe vera plant. All right, your ratings have been heard. They've been taken into much consideration, and I'll probably need a few minutes to figure out if I actually want Stanley or if I should go with one of the others. Thank you, babe. I enjoyed bothering you for a few minutes over some plants. Sorry, over some plants and Stanley. You've got to differentiate them, you know? All right, I'm sorry. I'll go in the kitchen, grab a drink, maybe make a snack, and then I'll come back and let you know if Stanley's still jogging around in my brain. All right, come here for a kiss. All right, I'm leaving now. Bye, lovely.